We're beginning Klal Zayin in Hilchos Lashon Hara. And the Chofetz Chaim says, "B'chlal zeh yivor arisa kabbalas Lashon Hara im nema b'fnei shloisha oy b'fano." In other words, this whole siman is going to discuss the halacha of when we hear Lashon Hara, we're not allowed to believe it. So in which cases is it permitted to believe the Lashon Hara, in which cases is it not? V'dinim shamas yiv meharbi anashim kol yoytzei. So that's all the introduction. So he says, Aleph. Isa kavos lashon haru hu afilu im ha-mesapir, mesapir sadvarim bepirsum lifnei kama anashim. Even if I would say the lashon haru in front of a lot of people, so I wouldn't have the guts to lie if I'm saying it in front of so many people, apple began ein lahachlid machmaseh shadavar emes. So that's not considered a halachic proof that what he's saying is true. Rak, yesh lashayimim lochus lozeh, belachar sadavar. That is lamechesh mi boy, check into it, look into it. And if it comes out that it's true, that Reuven actually did do this thing wrong, then they should give him Musa. That's the first halacha. The second halacha is, Ein shum heta laham lashon hara, afilu im hamesapir sipa olav lashon hara b'fanot. Even if the guy said, in front of Reuven, Reuven, I can't believe how you cheated this guy out of this and this money. And Reuven didn't say anything. So l'chayra, Shtika koda, he's being moida that it's true. If he's moida, it's true, so then it's true. So you have witnesses that came and told us it's true. So he says it doesn't help. Kimin shloi shamanu hodo al zebipi anidai. He didn't say, yes, it's true, and therefore, v'kolshkein, imein misap ad b'fonav. And surely, if he's not saying it in front of the guy, rak oimer shahoya oimer sador ma'ilu b'fonav. Even if the guy would be standing here, I would tell it to him to his face. That's still not, doesn't give you a right to believe it. Rak oimer she oimer sador mil fun of dos laminai mitam ze. What I'm saying to harabim, ha'oilam nichshalim b'zeh ma'oi. That people in nichshol, when they hear a guy say, I tell it to him to his face. Or if you do say it to him to his face, that they believe it's true. Va'afilim mushol seik ato v'shol sh'oimim olu diri agnus b'fonav. And even if he's silent now, he's not saying anything. That is not considered a proof, a halachic proof, that it's the truth. And even if this guy has a hot temper, and normally if you tell him something he doesn't like, he reacts. So now the question is halachically, is this proof that it's the truth? It's not a proof. Maybe now he was successful and he kept his mouth shut. Or he felt it's futile. They're not going to believe me anyway. Because that's the minig, the not good minig of the Welt. That's the way people think. If he told it to him in his face, even if the guy denies it 100 times, they'll still say, I'm sure it's true, because he wouldn't have told it to him in his face. So that's why the guy decided, better to be quiet. And it's not the pshat that this is, you know, a Musa sefer, and it's telling us that, you know, still you're not allowed to listen, you're not allowed to believe the Lashon Hara. But the Chofetz Chaim proves it from the Gemaras and Shulchan Aruch that it doesn't have a halacha of nemanus. The fact just because the person said it in front of someone, and he brings the raya from if an ein echad is made in front of a lady that she was mezana. So the Chayr, if an Eid Echad says that a woman was mezana, committed adultery, so the woman doesn't become forbidden with an Eid Echad. But what happens, the Chayr, if she's quiet, she doesn't say anything. So the Chayr, this is not exactly something that somebody should be silent when they're made such an accusation in front of a Bezdin. So in front of a Bezdin, the person made that accusation and she doesn't say anything. She's silent. So the halach is that she's still muteris. I heard shtika kodah das baldin. For sure, the Teretz says no, that's not considered a raya. And if it's not considered a raya in halacha, then it's also for a person to paskin that this person is not a nice guy. Because that's what a person is doing. When he hears Lashon Hara and he's believing Lashon Hara, so in his mind he's being machlit, this person is a not good guy. He's not a good guy. And therefore that you can only do if al pi halacha, there you have a nemonis for this point. But if al pi halacha, you're not, there's no nemonis. So if it's just like for all other Yisurim, so too to be able to paskin on a person that he's not good, that you can, that you're allowed to believe in your mind that you're not good, there isn't sufficient testimony. It's not sufficient witnesses. So that's the Chafetz Chaim tells us. First of all, the fact that he said it in front of a lot of people is not a proof. The fact that he says, I would have said it in front of him is not a proof. And even if Itaka says it in front of him, and the guy is quiet, it's also not a proof. And then he says, another chiddush, and that is, k'shem she'asa l'kabel l'shanarim shomim me'echad min k'en adin afilim shomim shtayim yeser. Just like you can't believe l'shanar if one person tells you, you can't believe l'shanar if two people tell you. Now, if 10 people tell you, that's not Haggadah Seidus. It only has, the Torah only gives nemunus to two witnesses when they testify in Bezna. If they're not testifying in Bezna, the guy just tells somebody else, and I was there, I saw it also. That does not have halach of nemunus, as he will prove to us, Bezes Hashem.
Hanei rois halalu anachnu madlikim, anachnu madlikim, al anisim, al aniflois, ve'al adishuvois, ve'al hamilchomois, she'osis olav oiseinu, b'ayom imoim b'azman hazeh, al yedei koyanecha ha'kidoshim, בכל שמוי נס ימי חנוכה, אירוי סלול וגוי דשם, יאינו נו לשוס להשתמש בהם, אלו ורוי סנובה, כדי להידויס ולהלה, לשמחו הגוי. אוי אלו מי זכו, נכלי אוי זכו,